Trinadapi sunichena, tarariva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare namai vakevalam, kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. So we are going to have a class now on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Currently studying the 13th chapter. 13th chapter is called Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. And we left off on text number 27. Chapter 13, verse 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please repeat. Yavat Sanjayate Kinchit Satvam Stavara Jangamam Kshetra Kshetragya Samyogat Tadavadhi Bharatarshava. Synonyms: Yavat, whatever, Sanjayate, comes into being, Kinchit, anything, Satvam, existence, Stavara, not moving, Jangamam, moving, Kshetra, of the body, Kshetragya, and the knower of the body, Sangyogat, by the union between, Tat Vidhi, you must know, Bharata Rishabha, O chief of the Bharatas. Please repeat. O chief of the Bharatas, know that whatever you see in existence, both the moving and the non-moving, is only a combination of the field of activities and the knower of the field. So this concept of the field of activities and the knower was the first thing we learned in chapter 13. And just to refresh ourselves, in the beginning verses, Krishna pointed out that there were two knowers of the field. Krishna Kumar Das, do you remember what Krishna said were the two knowers of the field? Yes. So Krishna and the soul. Very good. No. Very good. Okay. So let's now go to the purport. Both material nature and the living entity, which were existing before the creation of the cosmos, are explained in this verse. Whatever is created is but a combination of the living entity and material nature. There are many manifestations like trees, mountains, and hills which are not moving, and there are many existences which are moving, and all of them are but combinations of material nature and the superior nature, the living entity. Without the touch of the superior nature, or the living entity, nothing can grow. The relationship between matter and nature is eternally going on, and this combination is effected by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, He is the controller of both the superior and inferior natures. The material nature is created by Him, and the superior nature is placed in this material nature, And thus all these activities and manifestations take place. We will go on to text number 28. Please repeat. Samang sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantang parameshvaram vinashyatsvat vinashyantam yapasyati sapasyati. Synonyms: samam, equally, sarveshu, in all, bhuteshu, living entities, tishtantam, residing, paramaishwaram, the supersoul, vinashyatsu, in the destructible, avinashyantam, not destroyed, ya, anyone who, pashyati, sees, sa, he, pashyati, actually sees. Please repeat. One who sees the supersoul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the supersoul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, actually sees. So this chapter is very much similar to things we learned in chapter 2 when Krishna began his instructions. In chapter 2 there was no mention of supersoul. But here in chapter 13, so many verses we have been hearing about the supersoul. So the point here Krishna wants us to remember is that, again, as was stated in the beginning of this chapter, there are two knowers of the field being the body. There are two knowers within each and every body. You, the individual soul, know your own body, and Krishna, inside everybody's body, knows what's going on. I don't know what's going on in Piyush's body right now, what he's feeling. I know what I'm feeling in my body. And Krishna knows what's going on in each and every body. So therefore, that alone teaches us a fundamental distinction between the living entity and God. As was pointed out before, if the individual soul was aware of all the pains and pleasures of all the bodies, then he would be equal to God. Then he could say, and this point is brought up specifically in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, the prayers of the personified Vedas. They make this point. Because our friends, quotation marks, the Mayavadis, want us to believe that we are God. That's what they want us to believe. But the prayers of the personified Vedas say, if that were true, then the living entity would be all-knowing and would know, like the supersoul knows, everything that's going on. But we don't. We don't even know what's going on. Say you have an enemy. You don't know exactly what's going on inside the mind of your enemy. You may have some idea, but to know exactly what he's thinking, nobody knows. Just like last month, right, every day in the news, everybody was worried about North Korea because they have some crazy man running the country, and he was making all these claims, and everybody was getting nervous. Is he going to start a world war? Right? And everybody was saying, we should do this, we should do this, we just, and every, but the cooler heads were saying, wait a second, don't act rashly. And he never really did anything, but he was scaring, he was pushing. But everybody was trying to figure out what's in this guy's brain. So if we were equal to God, we would know exactly what he's thinking. But we don't know. So that's why we're not equal to the Supreme Lord. This is one of the things the prayers of the personified Vedas point out, that the living entity cannot claim total equality with God, as the Mayavadis want us to do on this point alone. We don't know what's going on. Our knowledge is very limited. All right. So Krishna here is saying today's verse, if you understand that within everybody, we were talking about this last week at Radharaman, when Lord Kapila was saying that the purpose of deity worship is to come to the point of recognizing that the Supreme Lord is in everyone's heart. There were several verses where Lord Kapila Dev was hammering this point, that one has to be able to see that God is in everyone's heart. And Lord Kapila Dev said that you may be worshipping the deity, but if you cannot recognize that within everybody's body is the Supreme Lord, your worship of the deity is useless. So we have to come to that platform. Yes, within everybody's body, Krishna is there. And then I also mentioned that statement by Lord Shiva to his wife Sati. How Lord Shiva says, I don't pay obeisances to the person who identifies with the body. Lord Shiva says, I pay obeisances to Krishna inside the body. Very, very instructive. Okay, let's go to Prabhupada's purport to text number 28 in chapter number 13. All in favor say, Hare Krishna. And hold on a second. Anyone who by good association can see three things combined together. Number one, the body. Number two, the proprietor of the body or the individual soul. And number three, the friend of the individual soul. So who is that friend of the individual soul that Prabhupada's referring to? Super soul, Krishna, good, is actually in knowledge. Unless one has the association of a real knower of spiritual subjects, one cannot see these three things. Those who do not have such association are ignorant. They simply see the body, and they think that when the body is destroyed, everything is finished. But actually, it is not so. After the destruction of the body, both the soul and the super soul exist, and they go on eternally in many various moving and non-moving forms. The Sanskrit word Parameshvara is sometimes translated as the quote-unquote individual soul, because the soul is the master of the body, and after the destruction of the body, he transfers to another form. In that way, he is master. But there are others who interpret this word Parameshvara to be the super soul. In either case, both the super soul and the individual soul continue. They are not destroyed. One who can see in this way can actually see what is happening. Let us go now to text number 29. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kindly repeat. Samang Pashyan Hisarvatra. Samavastitam Ishwaram. Nahi Nastyatmanatmanam. Tato Yati Parangatim. Synonyms, please. Samam, equally. Pashyan, seeing. He, certainly. Sarvatra, everywhere. Samavastitam, equally situated. Ishwaram, the Supersoul. Na, does not. Hinasti, degrade. Atmana, by the mind. Atmanam, the soul. Tata, then. Yati, reaches. Param, the transcendental. Gatim, destination. I beg you to repeat. One who sees the Supersoul, equally present everywhere, in every living being, does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus he approaches the transcendental destination. So this concept, does not degrade himself by his mind, was previously mentioned in chapter 6, where Krishna, in the beginning of the yoga chapter, was telling us, your mind can be your friend, or it can be your worst enemy. When the mind is under control, it's your best friend. But when the mind is not under control, then he's your worst enemy. He uses the word ripu. Ripu, enemy. So I always like to make a little joke that there in America years ago they had this mass murderer, Jack the Ripper. So the mind can be Ripper. The enemy can kill you. It can do you in. And we see, right? After, for the last so many years, we have seen people commit outrageous murders, mass murderers, killing children in school. Obviously, they have no control out of their mind. Case after case, people committing horrendous murders, and you look at the person, this person became a mass murderer? Yes, because it's the age of Kali. People are committing more and more sinful activities. The more you indulge in sinful activities, the less control you have over your mind. And if you mix in intoxication, like I once asked a policeman, one time I was arrested or something because of distributing books. Sometimes we would get arrested. So once I asked the policeman, I said, when does most crimes occur? So the policeman said, most crimes occur full moon. Number one. Number two, he said, many crimes is between people who know each other. And number three, crimes are committed usually under the influence of intoxication. This is what this policeman was telling me. So, the mind, that's the central point of all yoga practice. Doesn't matter what yoga you do. This concept of the controlling of the mind is the first thing. Even if you read Prabhupada's Nectar of Instruction, it's a small book, Nectar of Instruction. In the preface, Prabhupada says, the first order of business for a spiritual person is to control the mind and senses. That's the first order of business. And what is Lord Chaitanya's first shikshastakam? Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Cleanse your mind. Cleanse your heart. Same. The idea is there. And there is this famous verse about Maharaj Ambarish. Maharaj Ambarish is known as having perfected all the 9 items of devotional service. All of them. He's given as an example of someone who achieved perfection by doing all 9. So in that verse, which appears in Srimad Bhagavatam, what's the first line? Sabai mana Krishna padara vindayo. The first thing Maharaj Ambarish would do fix his mind on Krishna. Savai Manak, and the word used, Krishna, Padara Vindayo. Fixing the mind on Krishna. People ask, why do you chant Hare Krishna? For this reason. First thing I got to do is fix my mind on Krishna. When we, years ago, we were doing a class here at Kundan Loka of the early days of this Hare Krishna movement, when Prabhupada came to America. And we read the early accounts, how Prabhupada was preaching, and how little by little, took him almost 1 year to get something going. And then we read the account. How did Prabhupada start this movement? Just kirtan and prasad. That's all. No rules, no regulations. Come to the kirtan, take prasad. Yes, he was having classes on Bhagavad Gita, but we read the account. Kirtan would go on for about an hour, but then as soon as the class would start, half the people would leave. The account was there. But some people stayed. And by hearing Prabhupada, those were the people who started this Hare Krishna movement. But Prabhupada was following the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami's teaching is, don't worry about rules and regulations. First, get the people attached to Krishna. Once they're attached, it'll be easy. They'll want to follow rules and regulations. So how do you get people attached to Krishna? Kirtan, prasad. How did I get attached? Prasad, you all know. You've heard the story a million times. Yes. So get the people attached to Krishna first. Then little by little, once they're hooked, then you can start introducing rules and regulations. All right, we're in the purport of text number 29 of chapter 13. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please. One more time. All right, let's look at the purport to text number 29. The living entity, by accepting his material existence, has become situated differently than in his spiritual existence. But if one understands that the Supreme is situated in his Paramatma manifestation everywhere, that is, if one can see the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every living thing, he does not degrade himself by a destructive mentality, and he therefore gradually advances to the spiritual world. The mind is generally addicted to sense gratifying processes. But when the mind turns to the Supersoul, one becomes advanced in spiritual understanding. So in chapter 2, we learned the concept. Parang drisva nivartate. That means you have to, personally and for others, one has to get a higher taste. Then one can give up the lower taste. Why was I ate meat for 23 years of my life? How was I able to give that up? Because Prabhupada gave me ghee. The taste of the ghee counteracted the taste for wanting to eat meat. And Prabhupada even explained it. There's a lecture where Prabhupada says that when people eat meat, especially beef, what they're really hankering for is the blood of the cow. And Prabhupada says, but you don't know, Krishna, the cow is already giving you her blood in the form of milk. And then the essence, ghee. So that was Prabhupada's point. And in Prabhupada's temples, no such thing as oil. And I can say my wife never has cooked in oil. Prabhupada instituted ghee and butter because he didn't want his disciples to go back to being Malecha Yavanas. Not ghee. No. Ghee is, there's two kinds of cholesterol, good and bad. Ghee has super good. Yes, sir. No, that's not Chanaka Pandit. That's the atheist guy. What?
I just read another article about how ghee is wonderful. Most Indians are wrong.
Can you please say that in the microphone for those on the internet?
I just read an article about the wonders of ghee and how it's wonderful and it's good cholesterol, and all the Indians who think it's high cholesterol are absolutely wrong and they should have listened to their grandmothers.
Jai. Well, I listened to Prabhupada. Yes? Take the loan? Okay. There, I don't know if that's a quote in the Bhagavatam. But there is this. Prabhupada mentions in one of his purports, there's an atheist Muni called Charvak. He's a Muni, but he's atheist. So Charvak Muni says that don't worry about God, don't worry about karma, just enjoy. And he says, enjoy means eat ghee. And now he says, it doesn't matter, there's no such thing as karma. Beg, borrow, or steal, but enjoy life and have ghee. That's the quote. So, Prabhupada uses that to emphasize this point. Okay? Now, Krishna Kumar, one should not overeat. That's the thing. Yes, sir? Jai. All right, we'll move on to a different point. All right, everybody chant the Maha Mantra. The original point was to get a higher taste, yes? Continue. He's manifested in each body, yes. Super soul is in your body. In the sense, but that's only, that example is given only to explain how the one super soul is present in every body. But that doesn't, don't minimize it. There is super soul, and he is alive, and he is personal. That example is given just to help us understand that there's one, but the one is manifested within each body. But it's not just a reflection. He's there. Okay? Yes? Go ahead. You're getting very good at this, Krishna Kumar. Right, because when you make ghee, that's what you're taking out. Anyone who's made ghee, you know it's a long process. And the impurities rise to the top, you take them off, cook it some more, until you get this golden liquid beautiful, and it smells the whole house. Especially here. What are you talking about, especially India? It's more? Why is it more in India? Wait. I want to hear. Why is it more? What, their ghee is more than... So there's Hindu ghee? But I want to understand your point. Wait. Let her finish.
When I was in India...
Yes.
The lady comes to my home...
Yes. Yes.
And that smell goes like three, four houses. Here it's not like that.
It doesn't go?
It's not that much like four houses.
So there's something about the American atmosphere that the ghee doesn't travel.
Indian cows.
Oh, okay. I will tell one story. That I think it was somewhere in the Philippines, people were making ghee. And the aroma was so strong that the neighbors were complaining because the ghee, the aroma is very pure. But the neighbors, they're very impure. And maybe you've smelled sometimes different things that Oriental people make that you have to hold your nose. They think that's very good smell. But the smell of the ghee, All right. Well, when my wife makes ghee, the whole apartment is sanctified. All right, can we do one more verse? And do we have a report on Sri Devi? She's doing good. What does Mommy say? All right. We hope to see her again. Jai. I will be in Panama on Wednesday. All right, let's do text number 30. It was Burma. Yes, that they liked. All right, let's do text number 30. Prakrityaiva chikarmani. Kriyamanani sarvasha. Yapashyati tatatmanam. Akartaram sapashyati. Synonyms. Prakritya. By material nature. Eva. Certainly. Cha. Also. Karmani. Activities. Kriyamanani. Being performed, sarvasha, in all respects, ya, anyone who, pashyati, sees, tata, also, atmanam, himself, akataram, the non-doer, sa, he, pashyati, sees perfectly. Please repeat. One who can see that all activities are performed by the body, which is created of material nature, and sees that the self does nothing, actually sees. Purport. This body is made by material nature under the direction of the Supersoul. And whatever activities are going on in respect to one's body are not his doing. Whatever one is supposed to do, either for happiness or for distress, one is forced to do because of the bodily constitution. The self, however, is outside all these bodily activities. This body is given according to one's past desires. To fulfill desires, one is given the body with which he acts accordingly. Practically speaking, the body is a machine designed by the Lord, designed by the Supreme Lord to fulfill desires. Because of desires, one is put into difficult circumstances to suffer or to enjoy. This transcendental vision of the living entity, when developed, makes one separate from bodily activities. One who has such a vision is an actual seer. Prabhupada makes the point that when the living entity has the body of a human being, it acts like a human being. When the soul has the body of a dog, it has to act like a dog. There's something else. So, and if one has the body of a demigod, one has to act accordingly. There was something else, but Krishna's erasing my memory. Everybody chant Hare Krishna. Anyway, Krishna doesn't want me to say it. That's all right. So I'll stop here, and I would like...